believe it or not. At this time, we'll call the Personnel Subcommittee meeting of Newcastle County to order. Do we have a...
Motion to approve the minutes of previous meeting.
Motion made, second. Any questions? Question on the motion? If not, all approval of the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're here for basically one thing, and it's to discuss the hiring procedure for deputy clerk position. And I've got to do it online, exactly.
Point of order.
Thank you.
You just recognize people that are...
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Okay, in attendance is Councilwoman, I'm just going to put it down as you enter the room. Kilpatrick, Carteret, Hollins, Smiley, Weiner, Diller, Tackett, and myself is at the meeting. That's the eight. Okay, go back to number three that's on the agenda, discussing the hiring procedure for the deputy clerk position. I'll open it up. We've been having emails. I know myself and the co-chair have been each receiving emails from different people, either keeping the job the same position as it is or separating the job into either two or three senior aides positions. So I'm going to open the floor up, and what's your pleasure? And Mr. Smiley's first.
I'm just going to say I think we keep the position as it is and open up the application process, let the staff that are interested apply and go through the interview process.
Okay. And Ms. Diller, and then...
Yep. Yeah, I love the idea of dividing it into three parts and adding three senior legislative aide positions. I think we've talked about a senior legislative aide position for a long time, and this offers us the opportunity, plus the cross-training piece of this, which I think is a very good idea.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. And basically what I have to say is the same as what Lisa did, and we have always said when somebody retires that we're going to look at these job descriptions and decide how we want to proceed. You and I have gone over to HR and talked to them about drawing up, and this was a long time ago, yeah, drawing up how we could include somebody as a senior aide and have a hiring progression that can take place in council. And I have looked at Holly's job description, and it breaks down in my mind fairly easily in like one aide could do preparing of ordinances and resolutions for council, keeping records of council, God bless you, council actions through council's electronic reporting system, and assist the clerk with codification of Newcastle County code and distribution thereof. So that could be one position. Second position could be response to requests for legislation information from constituents, assist the clerk with preparation of agendas and ads, assist the clerk with payroll and personnel matters. The third one that broke out was kind of maintaining and updating council rules, maintaining legislative agent registration and list, arrange for coverage through temporary employment agencies, overseeing supplies for county council, and web posting. So those were the three areas that when I looked at all of the lines in the description, that those are how I felt that they, if we were going to divide it up, they could be divided up. And that gives an opportunity for three senior aides, and 3 out of 13 I don't think is a bad percentage.
Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would prefer that we fill the position, and I'm not opposed to creating the senior aide position, but I think it's a little bit more involved with that as opposed to just doing it at this period of time to hold up a process, because when you look at the deputy clerk, the specifications, it does not reflect the duties and the tasks of the deputy clerk at all. When you compare, and that's the same for all of these job specs, so I don't see how you can take an outdated specification and base hiring three people, and who would those three people be? So when you say senior aide, is it based solely on longevity, or is it based upon performance? I mean, how do we get to that point? Right now, we have a critical need to fill a position, and I think all the things that we've talked about for the last several years about updating specifications and all those kinds of things, we still need to do that, but I don't think it should be done at this period of time when we need to fill a position. And filling that position is now relegated to all these other things that we should have fixed last year or the year before. So I think we fill the position, post the position, fill the position, then move forward with this other ideas that we have. I see it as two separate things altogether. So the job, there's a vacancy here that needs to be filled. Let's fill that vacancy and then go back to where we were the last 3 or 4 years and doing these job specifications, all these other kinds of things, what we're trying to create as a ladder, then let's do that. But I think it takes a little bit more in doing that as opposed to just, well, now is the time to do it. It could be, but I think that we're then, in fact, we're jeopardizing the smooth operation of this office. I still fundamentally believe that these duties that were performed by the deputy clerk are better served being formed by one person, and that it's going to be, in my belief, a much better management for the clerk of council as opposed to running around with 3 different people performing all these tasks. So if we're going to do that, we need to look at all of the tasks and not just what we're seeing here on what we call the class specification. I see no real benefit in that. I think if we want to start creating career ladders here, then we need to find a real way to do that that's going to reward people who deserve to be rewarded.
Councilman Smiley and Councilwoman Dillon.
And again, just my concern is the continuity of the operations of this council and the offices. Because when you split up the duties, we realize that every 4 years, one of those people can end up going. Then you got to have someone else be put in their position, be trained. Because every 4 years, the council member's up for election. The aide doesn't necessarily stay if the council member loses. So we open ourselves up to a revolving door for those 3 positions. Because I don't know about anybody else, but I don't take for granted that I'm going to be here.
Councilwoman Miller?
I think the reality is that if we hire somebody for this position without taking a look at the legislative aides, we're going to be back to where we are, which will be without a senior legislative aide. So I think we have someone who is fulfilling the duties at the moment. We keep it as an interim position. We work through this. I mean, I hear what you're saying, Councilman Hollins. I think that if you think there are other things that should be added or divided up, I think that we have the time to do that. I don't think there's a rush because we do have someone in here temporarily. I just think it's much easier to do something than to try and undo it later. So I'd rather keep the interim position and work on dividing these and creating the legislative aide position, the senior aide position.
Councilman Tack and then Councilman Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah. I mean, I too can also, you know, agree with analysis that we're hearing over here about the job, but I guess I come back to the fact, you know, that the window's open. You know, as soon as the window closes and you hire somebody, it's done, and we don't have that ability to, I don't think, you know, uniquely be able to create the senior positions, whether, you know, I've probably been happy with 2, but if we want to think it's 3, then 3's fine, but at least it does give the staff that opportunity, and I think the issue could be covered about if one of them were to leave or something was to happen. And there again, staff members, you know, historically have left on their own, not necessarily just at elections. So let's say if that staff member was to leave, you do a cross training. That's something that we need to implement and get started here anyhow, where that way if one person who's doing everything, if they were to leave, you know, we potentially could be a little bit crippled. So keep everybody cross trained, work on the aides, anybody that's interested, create the 3 positions, and then you cross train. When anybody leaves, the other ones will be adequately trained in order to pick up the extra duties that would come in until the other one would be filled. But I just think, you know, once the window closes, that opportunity is done, and we just need to make sure we do it cautiously.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick and Councilman Cartier.
I mean, it's my understanding that there are aides that are already doing other portions of this job. So I think somehow that through just attrition that it sort of got moved over to other people. Everything I read was not just done by Holly. Other people have helped with other things. And I think that, you know, part of this needs to be cross-training. If Holly was here, or if now Nellie is here, and something happens and they're off for a month or 2 months, there sure better be somebody else that can step in and be cross-trained, and not on an emergency basis. We need to think about cross-training people for anything that might go on in this office. I just think we need to bring ourselves up into the 21st century.
Councilman Cartier?
Thank you. I think our administrative process here on council works well. We have a clerk of council, and we have a deputy. And when I study this, it's mostly administration of the business of council, records, personnel. And if it works smoothly, I just think we should just hire to the deputy position. And the other thing that I get concerned about, if you have some situation developed where the clerk of council can't serve in the job or is otherwise incapacitated or leaves, you have a deputy that's very familiar with the whole thing, and they can step in easily and become the clerk in an interim basis. If you divide these duties with three people, and we lose the clerk of council, and I'm saying it hasn't happened, but I'm just trying to think of every eventuality. You have a person that's familiar, very familiar with the administration of council. So I think that's not saying I don't think we need to do creative things and really hire or develop responsibility for aides that they currently don't get involved in. I think we really have a need to really get into some policy research on council in a serious way. So, but right now, I mean, I'm really, I agree with Councilman Smiley and Hollins.
So that just means we're divided 4-4.
Well, we haven't heard from Councilman Weiner, so we're really 4-4, 3-5.
Anything to be said, Ms. Councilman Weiner?
I think there are good points on both sides, and I'm undecided, honestly.
I mean,
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
I only came up with three because it seemed to play out that way. If it was divided into two, that would be fine with me. I think that I have been here now for, 6 years? And I have been hearing the same thing over and over and over. We need to look at our positions. We need to look at how we are going to have senior aides. We need to look at what education requirements, longevity. I mean, we go around and around in circles, and we never make a decision. So it doesn't matter to me whether we hire one person. We can have the job. We can have people apply. We can sit down and make that decision among ourselves on council. It doesn't really matter, but I think that, as Councilman Tackett said, that this is it's open now. We are never going to go back once this is closed and say, oh, what can we do now to create a position? What duties do we take, or what duties do we create that now will make one or two people senior aides? I think this is your opportunity. It's either here or it's gone.
Councilwoman Diller.
I'll just say this. The seven last words of any organization: we've never done it that way before.
Oldsmobile. Councilman Hollins, and then Councilman Tackett.
I don't see anything that unique about this time period in terms of creating career ladders. I mean, this council has hired a number of people. They've cut a number of positions. We've gone from policy directors and financial advisors and so forth, deputy counsel and so forth. So I think that the opportunity is always there, and I have no problem with pursuing that. But I just think now to couple that with trying to fill a vacancy is just not efficient. And I agree with the members around the table. You know, we've talked about these things for years and never did anything about it. So I'm not so convinced that now all of a sudden council members are going to come and have come to some decisive agreement on how do we move forward with these senior aides, how many there may be. I just think that right now the matter before council is the vacancy that has occurred, and I believe it should be filled, and move forward with filling that position, and I think that's more efficient. And these other ideas that we have to do further discussion to develop those other ideas, if we want to have three senior aides or five senior aides or two senior aides, is another issue altogether. I think that the work that was being done by the deputy clerk, it was never an issue until now. The deputy clerk was an important part of this administration. When we created the deputy clerk's position to offer some support to the clerk, it has worked very well. I believe the clerk would support the position that it has worked well. So we can recreate the wheel if we want. We can create a problem that doesn't exist, in my opinion. But if we want to do something different, we can do that. But I just don't think the two things are connected. That's the only point I'm trying to make. There's nothing wrong with some of the ideas that are being thrown around, but there's no connectivity between the fact that there is a vacancy here that I believe should be filled, and to now move around all these other ideas and suggestions based upon that, to me, it's just not efficient government.
Okay, anybody else? Mr. Tackett?
Certainly it's something that, you know, we're going to do, and, you know, I guess we're divided as we are a lot of times, but some of these things, well, not some of them, but one thing that I specifically had like a conversation with a while ago with Councilman Diller on was, you know, even ordering the supplies in the office, you know. Although I don't think we should have carte blanche to just open up a catalog and order whatever you want, there still ought to be a check or balance. But let's say council, it's got to go to the council president or something, but to send it, for us to do it and send it over there and then to send it back and then to order it and then to come back just seemed a little bit, you know, something probably like that could come back to us, you know, and we can work out a procedure for that. And I don't know if it's what the urgency is right now to, you know, fill it, whether we have a little bit of time to work through it, to break it down and see where they fall. I mean, I think, you know, for the most part, our aides are, you know, junior clerks of council anyhow. You know, they're formulating legislation, they're populating, they're getting it to the clerk, you know, by the deadlines, and, you know, that's generally their responsibility. So they're probably already conditioned to a degree on the requirements that are already there and doing them every day. I just go back, and I'll be fine either way, but I just go back. Once the window closes, I see us having a very difficult time getting senior aides out of it without adding the different job responsibilities. But like I said, I'll be fine with it either way.
Anybody else? Councilman Hollins?
Well, I think creating a senior aide position is, I'm not opposed to that. I think we need to have some criteria around that. Do you just make a person a senior aide because they've been here the longest, or do you make someone a senior aide because of their performance and other things that they're doing? I mean, there should be some criteria around it. So when you say, let's make three senior aides, okay, who are the three people on staff that we're going to make the senior aides? We're just going to say the people that's been here the longest?
I don't think that was the position, Councilman Hollins.
To create that, and I think that that's all well and good. Let's do that. But I don't think we have to do that at this moment. I think it takes a lot more input into that. And so everyone here knows what is expected to be a senior aide, and everyone can work toward becoming a senior aide.
I think that's one thing all eight of us will agree with.
Yeah, but we're going to make three senior aides right now based on what?
Well, I would think, and I'm going to step out of line and say that the talking to me was it would be posted even as senior aide. You would have to apply for it.
But you would have to become a senior aide.
And then the senior aide would take over these particular positions.
Based upon what? How do we select the three?
They would have to apply, and then that's what we would select.
So you have an application. What are we judging it on? What are we measuring against? We have three people here saying they want to be senior aides. What criteria are we using to measure who's going to be the three of the six people who may apply?
Okay, Councilwoman Diller, I think, had her hand up, and I think Smiley right after that.
I do think that if you were to look at two or three senior aides, that there would be additional responsibilities beyond what they have now that would be added to the job duties of the senior aide. They would remain as someone who works for a council person but take on additional duties, which would lead to additional pay. Now, part of what you could do is offer everybody the opportunity to take the training that they would need to do things like personnel, payroll, ordering supplies, web posting. You could offer people opportunities for the opportunity to do education that would get them to the point where they could be considered. If you don't want that, that's fine. You've self-selected out of the process.
And that's my point. We haven't done that yet. So well, how do we select anybody at this point?
Now, that's what we're trying to get to.
That's exactly what we're trying to get to,
right,
Councilman Collins.
Yeah, do that as a separate entity, a separate initiative, as opposed to hiring someone to fill this position, and you still have an opportunity to provide a way that other members of the staff can become senior aides by getting some training or other things
or
the performance that has gone on.
Here's the thing. Right now, we are free of paying that salary and benefits to someone. If we spend the time, we have someone who is offered and is being paid to do the extra duties, and if we take the time to flesh out the types of training, the types of, you know, what people will have to do, and then the process, we can use this time to make some changes and to give people those opportunities. I mean, the problem with bureaucracies is that they are inherently, they don't like to change. I mean, they call it, let me just talk like a sociologist, they reify, they don't change. And the thing is, if you don't take the opportunity, when you have a little wiggle room, which is what we've got now, I can guarantee you we will still have no senior aides. The other thing is, if we do not hire a deputy clerk, then we have a substantial amount of money that we can figure out what we want to do in terms of paying people who want to take on the extra responsibilities to be senior aides. Maybe not everybody wants to do that. I mean, I think this is not something that people have to do. They would be offered the opportunity to do it, and we would have the extra funding that we could use to reward them for taking on these extra responsibilities and doing the training.
Councilman Smiley and Councilman Kilpatrick.
I'm done.
Okay. Councilman Kilpatrick.
Right now, if we are looking at hiring somebody for deputy clerk, there is probably no one sitting in these offices that has the innate ability to just go in and do that. It is going to be a process of training them. It is going to be a process of maybe bringing Holly back in on a contractual basis to say, will you spend 2 weeks going through this with somebody? Or to have Betsy take her time, which I don't think she has, to go in and do the training. So I think that if we have people, it's just like coming out of college and having a degree, and you go into a business and they train you to be what they want you to be. So you've got people that are interested, they can go through a training. Some of them, by the time they get through the training, aren't going to like it or aren't going to maybe make it through the training. And from there, you have your criteria about where you can start looking to hire somebody. But there's no one here now that has the training of all of those jobs that Holly was doing. We can either divide them up and train them, or we can train one person to go in, and that's going to be the choice of the majority of council.
Councilman Hollins.
I don't think there's anyone outside of this building who can come in and do the job. I think that we have aides here that have been here for a number of years, who are familiar with these processes here, and is ready to step into it. I think the acting deputy clerk is a person that's prepared to do this job. Not that the acting person is doing it now, knows all of these things that were going on, all of these tasks, but I think the acting clerk has performed some. So no matter who we bring in, it's going to be a matter of some degree of training. Even if we had to replace the clerk, there's going to be some degree of training. I mean, that goes without saying. So to suggest that, well, we're going to be better off because no one here can perform the duty, I don't think that's an accurate statement. I think there are people here that are familiar enough with the processes here and can pick this up a lot quicker than anyone else who's not here. So to bring someone else, and that's part of my point, is that in a job like this, institutional knowledge is very, very critical and important. And I think that some of the senior aides here, some of the people that's been around here for a while, understand these processes, and it's a much shorter learning curve than bringing someone from the outside here to take over this position.
And Gary,
I agree with that completely. But the point was where you said, what criteria are we going to use? This is the criteria. They can go through, they apply, they go through the training. I don't see that there's a difference between one or two or three. Everybody has a certain amount of training. Yes, they understand council, they have the institutional knowledge of what goes on here and how it works, but no matter who it is, I'm sure that Nellie had to be trained in what she's doing in this portion of the job. I'm sure in the sections that Tara and Anthony are doing, that they had to be at some point trained to go in and do the job that they're doing. What we're just saying, what I'm saying is, take a look at the whole picture here, and if we are going to come up with senior aides, this is the time to look at it. As Councilwoman Diller said, we have the position, we have the funding, we have all of that in place right now. We can work through that. We can conservatively save council money by hiring a variety of people. We can, because if Nellie would take the job, or Tara would take the job, or somebody would take Holly's job full time, we have to fill the position that's going to be vacant. So we've got a training. We've got training. I mean, you don't know when you bring an aide in if they're going to be a good aide or a bad aide. It's a matter of getting them in and seeing how they do. I just think that, as Councilwoman Diller said, that if we pass up this opening, then we are just never going to see a senior aide, because what are we going to do? We're going to say, dream up some criteria for them to become a senior aide?
I think when I say criteria, I mean to begin with, whatever program you're talking about, and we're saying, okay, we're going to open it up for people and train these people. So if all 12 aides or 10 aides want to have this training, then they all should be entitled to it unless we have some criteria. So we're going to train 10 people for three positions, and then we have to make a decision on which of these three people of the 10 that's going to become senior aides. We don't have that criteria now. So anybody can go through this training to be a senior aide, is my point. What criteria do we have to decide who's going to be, this training is going to be available to, or is it available to everybody? There's a certain degree of fairness here, and you just can't make the decision based upon who you like or don't like. There has to be some criteria to make it fair.
Councilman Smaller did have his hand up. And then Dylan.
Whatever we decide to go, you decide to go with the 3, the 2, the 30, whatever. You're going to end up with a new job spec, new job descriptions, the classification. Having negotiated new jobs before, you're also going to need, in my opinion, to figure out what's the back out procedure if someone's into the year and decide they don't want it anymore. Do they leave the position? Are they out of a job altogether? Are they allowed to back out? Someone else goes in place. You need it because the jobs don't go up for bid annually. So you're going to need a back out provision that is clear through HR and everything as well. Just a suggestion.
I think the senior aide position became that. So if they did back out, they would only lose that portion of the job. I mean, personally, if my aide was a senior aide and then said, well, I don't want to be a senior aide, but I want to work for you, she would still be working for me. So I don't...
But they need to know that.
They
need to know, going in, what are their options.
Absolutely.
Mrs. Councilwoman Bill.
I was just going to say, I mean, I get many opportunities for training at Wilmington University. I take advantage of them. But the reality is, I don't want to do everything I've been trained for. So I only opt to apply for those positions that I like to do. I mean, I think we have people who are adults here, and that if they go through the training and they don't like it and they opt out, well, you know, fine, it's a preference. But we give everybody the option, and they get to make that decision because they're adults.
Councilman Taggart.
Just quickly, key point is, I think, like we're talking about Holly's position here and nobody being able to just step into it, you know, and if we had three aides and they were all cross-trained, and I think that's our key word that we're going to have to really look at hard as we move forward, they were cross-trained. If one of the three aides were out, the extra duties are going to be picked up by the other two aides, and therefore you've got three people covering it at all times, so it's definitely a benefit to that. And I know too, if working in an industry, if they train me on a job just because they want to put me on it and I don't ever do it, they're not going to pluck me out of my job 2 years later and say, now I want you to go run that machine, because I haven't run it on a daily basis. I'm not going to know how to do it. And lastly, like Smiley, I'm done.
John, you have your hand up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go to the job description here, the distinguishing features of the class. I mean, it lays out these duties really well. It's very clear. This is a clerical and administrative job. It also provides in here that if the clerk of council is not available, the deputy steps in. So if you're going to have three aides, senior aides, and the clerk isn't available, how do we decide, you know, we're going to have to work through that issue. It also specifies night work. It specifies everything in here that we can hold one person responsible for the smooth administration of this council. And I mean, it's worked. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, don't want to look at other changes, but I just feel like this is a system that has worked well for us. And if the distinguishing features of the class as written are very clear, direct, and do you really want to get in a situation where administration fails here? That's another thing that I'm concerned about.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Okay, bottom line is that it didn't always work. Holly didn't like getting up in front of council. So Betsy would come back from her vacation to do Tuesday nights. I don't call that exactly working. It's easy to set up a hierarchy that, you know, 1, 2, 3, if we need somebody to cover council, this one does it, that one does it, that one does it. You set it up. It's part of the process. It's part of what you go to HR to say, hey, come on, let's figure out what the wording is. You bring Betsy in to say, how could you see this working, because she is the one that knows the job. Holly's gone. If Betsy was gone tomorrow for some god-awful reason, we would have nobody that knows how to do any or all of those jobs.
Well,
other than
a
few who have worked
to fill the job.
Well, as far as that, I mean, look, today's a perfect example. Angelique all of a sudden had a doctor's appointment. She forgot to tell me if he's going to charge her $75 or Nellie takes over. Nellie took over. I know that's not a council night, but that's the process. I mean, we get this, you know, 2 weeks ahead of time if you're going to be here for council. Well, you should. Okay, we would hold that. But I don't know. I just see it, I guess I see it differently myself. I just see this is a time to change. This is a time to put people in that can get a pay raise, not just because they're here for 20 years. It's because they actually want to do the work. Some aides might, I'd be surprised, some aides might not want to do this. They might not want the training. That might be a process eliminating just 3 or 4 because they just don't wish to do this. I'm not saying they're not capable, but they don't wish to do this. And look, we're going to have to pick somebody anyway. So don't think you're going to be, oh, well, we're just going to give. If you think one person's going to apply for this job, if it's deputy, I think you're fascinated, because there's going to be 2 or 3, and there should be, people that go before the personnel committee, and you pick the person anyway. So it isn't like you're not just, well, this person gets it, and we go on and bang the gavel. So, you know. I got to ask the council, what happens if we can't agree on anything today? Do you put legislation and just vote on it on a nighttime thing? Or just up and down? I hope we wouldn't have to go on and on about this. But
Carl Tolan, council for council, you can certainly continue the meeting until another day rather than having up with legislation. Mm-hmm.
We're not going to agree. I can see this right now. We're going to be down 8 to 5, 7 to 6, and I think we, and everybody has good points, but I can't, if we took a vote now, we're not going to hit the magic number 7.
On either side.
On either side. Oh God, I was hoping to get this done before Christmas.
Carol Dooley, Council, Mr. Chair, certainly there's nothing to preclude any member of council from offering a piece of legislation or making a motion, but there's nothing to preclude you based upon the discussion here today from moving this to another time to continue the discussion.
Well, I think we've had good talk about this. We have the 27th, which I'm hearing is going to be a big meeting. We actually have to find time for personnel to be put it in. I think the 27th is booked up. I don't know about the 4th. We'll have to look after this. But The fourth we have open, we have time?
Yeah, the fourth is a, that's a back-to-back meeting.
Right.
From the 27th, so that's jammed up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. My point was, when are we going to, when is the open meeting for us to do this?
Can I get an email saying?
I mean, we have to wait for somebody to cancel and then come back. I just, I don't know.
Between the 4th and the 28th, I think you have a big block of time.
And we're going to get the same people we have here today.
Right. Stop them.
All right, okay, now two leave, then we're down to six.
So then we can't have a meeting.
Then we can't have a meeting. So we'll have to take this. I think this is best we take it to legislation and just put it on the floor and then we vote it up or down. That way we have nowhere to go either way, I think. That's just personally. So, I mean, we can't keep going on like this and talk about furlough days and the stuff. You know, that was four meetings on furlough days. This is a big topic, and I think we just need to yay or nay it. Both are good points. Not saying it, but
so if you bring your idea forward to our three senior aides and it fails legislatively, then what do you do?
I put right in there, it goes to resorts back to we hire a deputy of the county council.
I would say if it fails, the rules and procedures that are in place now.
Yeah, that's basically what I asked Carol to write.
It's not right now.
Yeah. Well, not today, but soon. I mean, we do need to fill or get in a procedure to fill this either three positions, two positions, or one. I guess that's the way it goes. I mean, we just can't keep it. Nellie is, I think the motion was to the December, I don't know if it's the end of December or sometime, for the temporary person. So I think we have to come to some kind of closure.
Okay. Speaking of that, I'm ready for number four.
Okay. Other? That's other. Anything under other? And then, Jim, go ahead.
Just in case we were scheduled to take the council portrait on this coming Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I may have to postpone that again. One of the council members may not be here, okay? I was told by his aide, by the council president's aide, he will not be in attendance on Tuesday. So in that case, I have to reschedule it. Thank you.
Make a motion for Photoshop.
I'll give schedule a haircut tomorrow. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
First of all, I don't know that I ever saw the necessity to have another picture just because we had a special election. But we are now 50-some days out from the general election. Why are we just not waiting until we go into the next or the next...
Well,
and have it.
Since we're not going to have a general, why don't we put the outgoing and the incoming president both in the same damn photo and let's kill two birds with one stone?
Well, that would be cute. Yeah. Is there a reason that we're having this other than Kenny came in?
14th. The reason it's been delayed at this point, each meeting we haven't had everybody.
No, I'm not worried about the delay. I'm just questioning the reason why.
Earlier, what the discussion was the historical aspect of it, where...
okay, so you're saying, can we get us the crypto chase? Can we do this the 4th?
I have to talk to. I just found out an hour ago.
So okay. So you got to get a hold of the photographer.
I'm going to get a hold of the photographer. And
the 4th is jammed up.
And the 4th is jammed up.
I mean, we could probably.
Why can't you take a picture of Kenny, shove it on like a little remark, and put some
explanation
on it? Exactly.
Don't put him next to me.
Well, you can reframe it. How you know they do remarks on the bottom? Put it in. Say special as you know. Special election and put the date of the special election.
Somebody's head off one picture and put
put a picture in there, and it will memorialize that in the middle of this session, we got a new council person.
Like I said, all due respect, whatever you decide on, what was decided on last time was the full portrait.
We can't decide this. It's not on the agenda to be a violation.
Okay.
That's fine with me.
Go good on. Thought.
Okay, we'll wait for an email back from you then, and we'll do it the 27th.
But have legislation.
Yeah, no legislation. Yeah. Okay, anything on a public comment then? Ruby's first and then Lou.
Ruby Delmore, Legislative Aid to Captain Paris. With a cross training of three or more, whatever you decide on, what's that do to personnel files? You'll have more people, half the people up here will then be in people's personnel files.
No, wouldn't that be a real, I mean, you can be trained without actually going into the actual files.
And Betsy, if you want to.
That's the Carter. Counsel, any personnel files, medical files, things like that would have to come back to the clerk. That cannot have a bunch of people dealing with it. So that's something that would have to be based in the clerk's office, because they are confidential. Medical, FMLA, all those kinds of issues. Payroll is something different, but the confidential records of counsel would have to stay with the clerk.
Did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Hello?
Thank you, Michael. Councilman Hollis brought up a couple of very good points, at least that I believe need further discussion. And I think one is, as he stated, the fairness in the process on how people are selected. And I don't even know if there is a process or how people are selected. If there is, I don't know of it, especially, for example, the acting deputy clerk, that position was filled, and I don't know how that was filled. I guess it was just...
I made a motion.
Well, somebody just chose someone. So whatever the process is, as opposed to criteria for the position, I just thought the process should be either delineated or at least some sort of transparency be involved in it. And secondly, in regards to the training, I mean, you can train anyone at the cost of whatever the training is, serve in a position, and up until they serve in that position, they wouldn't be green carded or they wouldn't be paid any extra money. So unless there was a need for somebody to fill the position of the deputy clerk or do the duties of that clerk, we wouldn't be incurring those additional expenses until they moved into that position for whatever time that was. So basically they could be sleepers trained as backups until necessary, and they may never be needed, but up until they are, then they could be green carded, or then they could be given the opportunity for the additional pay, right, for the additional work that they're doing. I mean, from what I understand now, I thought, and I may be wrong, but there's three clerks now, or three legislative aides doing additional work currently, so.
I don't know how to answer it.
So. Just say thank you.
You should be responding to the public anyway.
Anybody else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.